Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales prior to stepping back to focus more on building Realty Universal membership network. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And now, Natalie Mullinex.
Hey, Randy. How are you? Happy, happy, happy Thanksgiving.
Yes. Happy Thanksgiving. Wow.
This is cool. This is so fun. I'm looking forward to today. Yeah, it's awesome.
Absolutely.
It's been like, what, 3 or 4 months or something? This is fun. This is fun. At least kind of doing. Yeah, you are. So you're up in Chico right now, aren't you?
Yeah, in Chico, California. And, you know, back with, we've got Travis with us. And Chrissy's with us. So our two of our three kids are with us for the holidays. It's pretty cool. Yeah, and I know you're traveling and with your family and, it's just awesome. I know at this time of year, especially, it's great to be with family.
I'm on the East Coast, and it started snowing this morning, so I'm going to enjoy it. And you know, you can really enjoy it when you know you're going to go back to warm weather too. You know, so it makes it a lot easier, doesn't it? Okay.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Because you're in the snow, but you'll be back in Hawaii soon. So you know, like you said, it's cool. You can kind of weather it and actually enjoy it more because it's kind of a treat in a way, and then you know it'll change soon. So,
you know, I actually, two people in Hawaii that work with me actually said they were jealous that I'm in the cold weather. I'm like, and I told my son, he goes, Mom, just wait until they are in cold weather again. You know, it's so funny how we're always kind of wanting what we don't have, or we're always thinking, wait a minute, you know. That type of thing. And that brings us to today's show. Today's show is gratitude for Thanksgiving. And we're asking people to call in and tell us what they are grateful for. You know, it's so amazing. And this is a day that everybody here in the U.S. celebrates Thanksgiving, right? And I think gratitude, if we can do it every day, would even make our lives even much better. So I'm really looking forward to today's show. And they say gratitude. Daily with gratitude, our lives change and we change the lives of others. Through ups and downs, it may be hard to find gratitude, but it truly works. And to be interesting. Yeah. You know how, like, in the holidays, everybody's just nicer usually, except if they're in the lines, kind of? Like,
yeah. Yeah, or in the parking lot. Sometimes the parking lot's not too fun at a mall. Yeah, I think I think a lot of people do get into the holiday spirit, and some would call that the aloha spirit to some degree. You know, that feeling of community with people, and you know, getting along, and all of that. And I think that's something we all shoot for. I know during the holidays, and there are things that kind of would rob us of that. You know, whether it's financial challenges or health or you know whatever it is. But you're right, gratitude. And you said something earlier that's very true. We're often not, you know, we're not satisfied with where we're at. People who are, you know, in Hawaii wishing they were in, you know, colder weather. I remember when we lived there, and I think I shared this before, but, you know, every celebration, every holiday, you're at the beach. Well, let's go to the beach, you know. And I'm like, wait a minute, it's Thanksgiving. We're not supposed to be at the beach. We're supposed to be hunkered down in front of a fireplace, you know, or something. But
exactly.
So I get it. I get it, you know, that people feel, but it is true. I mean, we always wish we were doing something else. I'm always that, and that's something I've always struggled with, you know, the grass is greener deal, and, you know, well, I'm kind of tired of this, let's go do something else.
Yeah, we're always looking and searching and kind of, you know, and then the holidays for some people are very depressing because they maybe are alone or, you know, I'm so thrilled to be with my son for Thanksgiving and I'll be by myself on Christmas, but, you know, it's different because, you know, I'm older and he's older now, so it's different. But you know, some people find the holidays as a time to, you know, kind of miss who they're not with or people that have passed, you know, and things like that during the holidays. So it's this gratitude is just amazing. If we can teach ourselves to try to have gratitude every day, and not just for Thanksgiving, not just for the holidays, it's actually proven, and we're going to get into it a little bit later in the show, to really have health benefits. I mean, can you believe it? Health benefits from gratitude. Kind of cool.
Yeah, well, yeah, it absolutely is. And I know that's you know, as it's what is the Bible talks about, we're fearfully and wonderfully made. And I think there is this amazing connection with, you know, with our feelings and our thoughts and our bodies. And you know, we create our own stress by worrying about stuff, by being anxious, by this, by that. And it does then have a toll, takes an effect on, you know, on our physical bodies, our health, and or we'll tend to, you know, numb or abuse a substance, be it food or alcohol or whatever. And, you know, and then that hurts the body. So, yeah, you're right. It's the whole makeup of us that, you know, does affect it all. And so it starts with, and we always talk about this, it starts with, you know, your mind, right? Because, you know, what you think about then determines how you feel. And we choose. I saw something today, you know, and I'm kind of over, I mean, some people just way too much with the Facebook posting of all the cool sayings, but, you know, usually once a day, twice a day, I see something that I go, okay, wow, that's cool. I'm going to actually keep that one on file because it meant something. And I saw one today where it says, you know, feelings are a lot like waves. You can't keep them from coming in, but you can choose which ones to surf on, you know, and I thought that makes a lot of sense. We do have that choice. You know, and we do, you know, whatever that feeling is.
Yeah. And it's easy to obsess on things and then make yourself not feel as grateful, you know, or gratitude or whatever, or, and have those bad feelings. And, of course, we have, and there's hormones and things going on in life and, you know, your grief, like I just went through for so long. Things can become habitual. And it's amazing if we can start looking at the, you know, habitual to where we just pick up the habits. And before you know it, we're feeling bad. And before you know it, we're feeling bad again. And with gratitude, I mean, you can look around, you can be grateful for so many things, our health, our just, you know, outside looking at the greenery and looking at, you know, just everything. There's so many things that we could be grateful for if we think about it, right, instead of focusing on the other things. So it's really, really wonderful. So I was going to go through, and everybody, you hear so many people say they know what Thanksgiving, how Thanksgiving originated. I'm going to throw it out to you, Randy. Because there's so many stories about it. So I was looking at some interesting facts. And how do you think, or how have you heard about it over the years?
Let's see. Well, I think it was the Pilgrims, right? It was the Pilgrims and the Indians.
Yeah.
And, you know, they went to, what was it, Plymouth Rock and all that. And then, my history's starting to...
Good history. Very good.
But, yeah, the Pilgrims were there struggling, of course, to survive. Many of them died. Some of them went back. And the few that remained kind of survived by getting together with the Indians. And I think that's the story I recall, that the Indians and the Pilgrims kind of had this big feast, and it's essentially the Indians showing the Pilgrims how to survive in the new world, and this big meal, and then that became a, hey, we're thankful.
And right. I was pulling up I was pulling up different facts in history, what I could find, you're exactly right. It says that it originated with the Pilgrims, and it said, though, that they actually had a meeting. I mean, in 1621, the Pilgrims and the Wampanoag Indians, I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, had their Thanksgiving. And the food that they had wasn't really so much the turkey. It was venison, some fowl, and other foods prepared by the Pilgrims. Interesting. So that started there. And then they basically are saying that the next year they didn't have a Thanksgiving because it was a really poor one. You know, the following year wasn't good for crops and things, and also new settlers had arrived. So it says it kind of fast-forwarded until the Revolutionary War of America celebrated Thanksgiving together in 1777. And so that's quite a long time later. And then
wow.
It didn't get to go as a tradition like today until Abraham Lincoln, President Lincoln, declared Thanksgiving a national holiday in 1863. Isn't that cool? I mean, when you think about it, so it took...
Oh, that's...
I mean,
that's when it became a national holiday, huh? Huh?
Yeah, and it's actually over 200 years for it actually to evolve into, you know, doing it repetitively, et cetera, like we do. And then Abraham Lincoln declared the last Thursday in November Thanksgiving. And, you know, from what I'm reading, it said that Franklin Roosevelt, President Roosevelt, changed the date to the fourth Thursday in 1939. And ever since, we're still celebrating Thanksgiving. So that's pretty cool, huh? You've got,
that is very cool.
It's just funny to me when you think that the Pilgrims started 1621, and then we skip all the way to 1777, the Revolutionary War. And then I never knew that President Lincoln actually made Thanksgiving an official holiday. Never knew.
Wow. Add another great thing President Lincoln did. That dude was the man. That's all I got to say.
He was.
Hey, we've got somebody on the line. You want to go to the phone zone? Let's see who's here.
Okay.
Hi, you're on the air. Hi, who's this?
Hi, Natalie. It's Sandy.
Hey.
Hi.
Sandy. We were just talking about how Thanksgiving, great to hear your voice. We're just talking about how Thanksgiving just started, and so many people think it's from the Pilgrims, and it really was, but it took a couple, you know, 100 years
yes,
to become an official holiday.
Yes, it took a century, you know, to become a holiday.
Wow. And it's amazing. It's amazing. So, hey, tell us what you're grateful for, because we were going through a little bit on the line about today. We're showing gratitude for Thanksgiving.
Okay, what am I thankful for? Being still around, being in good health, all my family, all my friends, knowing, you know, people for years and years and years, and they're all still with us.
That's the biggest thing is people and relationships, right?
Yes.
And
everybody should be well. You don't need wealth if you have, you know, your health. Just stay well and be happy.
Yeah.
Boy,
that's what I'm thankful for.
Yeah.
I wake up every morning, I feel well, and get out and do something.
Wow. That is really, because, you know, I think sometimes the younger generation takes health for granted if they're healthy, right? You know, and then we start getting older and we realize that makes so much sense because it's, we were just talking, Randy and I, when we first started the show about, I told him I'm in Maryland, Pennsylvania, I'm actually on the East Coast right now, and it started snowing today, and he's in California, Northern California, and we're both, Randy's lived in Hawaii, and I've lived in Hawaii back and forth a lot too, of course, and we were talking about how the grass is always greener on the other side, but it really isn't, you know, I was telling Randy, two people in Hawaii said to me they can't wait to come back to the cold weather. And when you get in the cold weather,
you're glad to go back
there.
Well, when I was in Hawaii, when I was there for the month, vacationing, I couldn't wait to come back. I like to change the seasons. When I lived in Florida for 6 months, I liked it better here. I'm in Maryland.
Yeah.
I'm in Maryland. So, yes, I like to change the seasons. So staying the same, when I was in Florida, you wake up beautiful and sunny and 85 degrees. Yes, it's nice. It's nice for a couple of weeks, but I like the change. I like the autumn with the leaves and the briskness and the fresh air.
Mm.
And I like the winter. I like the snow. I don't like it 2 days from now. It'll be dirty, but the first day it's fresh and clean and nice looking.
Yeah.
Is
it snowing up there, Natalie?
Yeah, it's been snowing since this morning.
Yeah.
So, but it's does it show, snow in Chico, Randy?
No, there's no snow here, but the foothills above us sometimes, you know, get snow. So we're kind of in the valley, but we're really near the foothills of the Sierra Nevadas. So
I was just going to ask if you were near the Sierra Nevadas. Okay.
Yeah, you can drive. We're about an hour and a half north of Sacramento, and you can drive about 30 minutes and be in the foothills and be in snow some parts of the year. But it's very light, you know, just enough to maybe toboggan a little, and and it kind of melts before it gets dirty, so it's nice.
Yeah, that's I don't like it.
Perfect.
I like it when it's fresh and clean and white. I don't like it when it gets slushy and dirty. But
you know what?
But the good thing about Maryland, you go 2.5 hours and you're at the ocean, you're at the bay, or you go 2.5 hours the other way, you're in the mountains, and
wonderful.
So you have different climates and different areas.
Yeah. And you do have the mountains, the flatland, the streams, the rivers. You have everything.
You have everything.
I'm starting to. I remember I haven't had a fireplace for a long time, and I feel that smell of the fireplace is so beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, when you, it's so good, and it's just. We were talking about, you know, Thanksgiving and the holidays. So many people are really happier and being nicer. I was saying unless they're in lines, and Randy said unless they're in the parking lots, And it would be so nice if that could be all year long. And then some people, of course, through holidays are having tough times because it's if they're alone. So.
But you don't have to, call a neighbor, call a friend, invite somebody over. You don't have to be alone. Yeah. I'm sitting here today. I made crab dip. I always make crab dip for Thanksgiving.
Yummy.
Yes, to serve as an hors d'oeuvre tomorrow, but we have it tonight, with dinner tonight. But for the holidays, I always throw everything in. We'll have turkey and crab dip and shrimp. I like everything.
Yeah, and have everybody. That's really awesome. It's really,
When I was younger, I would have, 20 and 30 people. Now it's down to less, but it's always fun to have a big family over, friends over.
Yeah, and even if you have people in that don't have anywhere to go to, just ask everybody, and it's kind of a neat. It's really neat to do. I was looking at history, I was doing history and figuring out when, Thanksgiving really started, and 1621 was the first meal, and it didn't become a holiday till 1863.
Right. Yeah.
And we were looking on gratitude because it's so easy to be happy, sad, up and down. I mean, just so many different things happen in life. And out of the Medical Daily, it's called the Grapevine article, there were bodies of research to confirm how important it is to exercise gratitude to one another. Two university psychologists found after 10 weeks of studying this that subjects writing about what they were grateful for actually exhibited huge increases in their happiness scores. They were more optimistic and felt better about their lives. They also reported exercising more and fewer visits to the doctors following this experiment. Now, of course, everybody needs to still go to the doctors. We don't want people listening to think, okay, I'm going to get into this. So the second group wrote about daily problems and situations that left them unhappy. And because there was another group, they were doing both to try to test it. And it's just incredible. It says if happiness, thankfulness were a drug, it would be the world's best-selling product with a health maintenance indication for every major organ system. It's just interesting what we're finding out about laughter, happiness, gratitude. It actually affects our brain. It actually helps with the oxytocin in our body, which produces moments of happiness and good feelings and security. Isn't that amazing what a little bit of gratitude can do for you?
Wow.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yes. But today, things are so different than when I was younger. I don't know. We used to have everybody over, generations over, and everybody would get together. That's not happening nowadays. And, you know, people aren't showing gratitude towards other people. They're becoming, I guess, introverted. They sit on their phones and on their iPods and on their whatever and don't pay attention to other people and what's going on.
You know,
I'm not
really
a fan
right.
of the social media.
So.
No,
you're
I get
so right.
you.
You're
I understand
so right.
that. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't, people don't talk or communicate with each other.
I saw a sign on Facebook, and strangely enough, I saw it on Facebook, which is social media, but it's funny. There was a sign outside a restaurant which said, "We don't have Wi-Fi, talk to each other."
Right.
What? Is that what it's, I love it. I love it. Let's do it. That should be that should be all over. We don't have Wi-Fi, talk to each other. I love it.
But without Wi-Fi, I wouldn't be talking, you know, we wouldn't be talking right now, so.
Isn't that hysterical? No, you know, when you think about it, because it's like, it would be nice, because what you were saying, Sandy, about the families would get together, you know, I grew up, and with French and Italian, I mean, you had, you know, you the long meals, and when, you know, I was younger, those family and people get together, and of course now, there isn't hardly any family around at all, and it's really nice if people just even say get together maybe one night a week or one every Sunday, you know, have a meal,
right.
and start getting back to getting into these times, because you're right, people are pulling away. I think people are getting so busy that, you know, the weekends are left for the honey-do list and other things, and it doesn't take much.
I saw something the other day. People are now getting together at breakfast time instead of dinner time and having breakfast as the meal of the day. Getting up like a half an hour earlier and spending that time at the breakfast table that you used to spend at the dinner table, because, you know, now you come home, kids have their homework or they have their after school activities. You know, when I was working, I wasn't home a lot at dinner time because of the hours I kept. But
right now
they're doing it where they meet at breakfast time and go over their day and how they're doing and whatever, when you used to do it at dinner time. It doesn't matter what time of the day you do it, as long as you do it. Spend some time with your family.
Mm-hmm.
That's fantastic.
Yeah,
you know,
quality time.
Yeah.
Yep. I know, because it's easy to figure out. It's easy sometimes to, you know, and again, we're guilty of it. I mean, you know, Monica and I, you know, in this day and age, as you said earlier about the iPads, I mean, you know, she's on her iPad and she's, you know, checking Facebook and she's playing games and, you know, and sometimes watching movies, you know, and got the earplugs
right.
in. And I'm sitting there watching something on TV and I'll turn to her and say something like, and she's, you know, got the earphones in. I'm like,
My husband does the same thing and I'm talking and he's got the earphones on and listening to music and playing on his tablet, you know, playing a game. But
yeah,
I'm totally guilty.
So, you know, I think the trick is to choose. Yeah, the trick, I think, is to choose, you know, to take time to make sure that, you know, that's okay. It's not saying that isn't, you know, that's just part of life, that technology is great. But then also, as you said, making time. And if it's around a meal, it's around a meal. But it's a way to stay in touch with each other and to, you know, that gratitude thing then continues to be something that is ongoing instead of just the holidays, you know.
Do you ever hear, you know, where people start making gratitude lists, like say every day, you know, where journaling is really healthy and good for us, but say every day start the day off with a gratitude list and say, you know, it's a really healthy thing to do and say, I am grateful for my health, I'm grateful for my life, I'm grateful for my son, I'm grateful for work, you know,
I'm grateful for my family. I'm grateful that I wake up every day, and I'm feeling fine, and everybody else is. Yes.
Well, it is easy for us to focus on what we don't have and what's wrong, right? It just I think that's sometimes as humans our default when we wake up. It's like sometimes it's a conscious choice to go, you know what? No. Like you said, I'm thankful I'm waking up today.
Right.
And as I get older, I do think that a lot. I mean, I start, you know, as I get older, I'm every day I go, Lord, thank you for another, and I mean that. I'm not just saying it, you know, because now I realize my time, you know, is limited. When I turned what I turned recently, and I went, wow, I'm getting up there. So, you know.
It goes by fast, too, you know, and it goes by fast. And I love to go outside. I love nature, you know, and you say, thank you, dear God, for the birds and the trees. And it's just amazing what we're given that we don't even notice half the time sometimes because we're so busy. We're not taking the time to see what the critters and the animals do out there. You know, if you see the squirrels and it's just wonderful and beautiful. And nature's just absolutely gorgeous. And you're right. They do say that whatever we focus on, we get more of. You know, like if we're focusing on a negative thing, if we're focusing on the bad things, we're going to get more of it. If we're focusing on saying, hey, I'm grateful for you, I'm thankful for, you know, doing this, and it's just amazing. And
what we think about, we bring about. You know, that's so true. It's we do create that, and without getting into that whole law of attraction, which is kind of controversial on some levels, I think the basis of that is very true. We do, you know, we do attract, you know, things into our lives based on frequencies and vibrations, things we think about that, you know, it's just true. And we can be more positive. I think, again, my favorite book, the Bible, talks about, you know, talking about, you know, and I think in Philippians it says, think on these things. Think whatever's noteworthy, true, you know, whatever's good. You know, a good report, because it's so easy to be critical, and I'm guilty of that, man. I am so guilty of being critical of others, you know, of myself. I mean, my default thing is to be critical, and I'm just learning to you know, at my age, but to get better at that, you know, and go, you know what?
We're talking about your age.
Huh?
How old are you? If you don't mind my asking.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm,
you keep
it's okay.
Speaking
no,
of
I'm,
your
I'm,
age.
I'm 57 years old.
Okay.
So
that's really young.
That's what I keep hearing.
I couldn't hear. No. But that, we've got one. You know, we're gonna let another call. Bring another caller in too. Let's go ahead and bring into the conversation. I think it's awesome, Rand. If you want.
Oh, okay. Somebody else is on the line. Okay. Hello, you're on with Natalie.
Hello.
And Randy.
How are you? Hi, Natalie and Randy.
And
hey,
Sandy.
Vera.
Hi, good to hear your voice. It's so good to hear your voice. How are you?
Oh,
hi,
I'm
Vera.
It's well.
Sandy. Can you hear me?
Hi, Sandy. I can.
Sandy
How
Parker Goldsmith is on.
I'll be darned.
How are you doing,
doing,
Vera?
Oh, listen,
it's good
I'm
to
very
hear
blessed.
You.
I'm blessed.
We,
when I open my eyes each day and put my feet on the floor, that's a blessing.
That's what we're talking, and that's what Sandy's saying, that to be alive and be healthy is such a blessing. And Randy's talking about growing in gratitude, right, Randy, about being positive. And Randy's opened up now and said he's in his late 50s, and I'm in my early 50s. Can I say early still? Yeah, I think. And
I'm in my late 60s.
we're telling our age. Well, because the thing is it's kind of like Randy was saying that he's working on trying not to be critical, to have gratitude. And it's the same thing with me. I've really tried to grow a lot more, and it seems – must be an age thing that as we get older, we want to work more on ourselves, right?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Well, I think the person who smiles the most is a very happy person. I know for myself, I always try to think of saying something kind, something positive, just smiling. I'm older than all of you. I won't say if you add them all up.
And she has more wisdom. Her wisdom is, oh, my gosh, it's amazing. Your wisdom's amazing.
But I find, I say the age of chivalry is not dead because with so many of the younger people, they don't know what it is to hold the door. If you're approaching the door, they don't know how to hold it open for you. just the little courtesies in life somehow so many people seem to miss. But I find in at this stage of my life, there are so many people willing to do so many things for me, and I never even ask them to. They'll just come out of the blue and say, can I carry that for you, or can I put this on your groceries on the moving cart, well, you know, checkout counter? Just so many things. And my thing is, if you can smile each day, if you can think of something really positive each day, if you can just make somebody else feel good, you have no idea how much how it makes a person feel when you just smile at them when you pass by them.
Absolutely.
When I see someone and they have something on that I think is really striking, I'll say, "Oh my, you look so chic today," and they say, "Oh, thank you." It doesn't cost me one thing, and it's
no.
a true comment. And it makes you feel good. And I think if we can think in terms of making people feel better, you'll give them more love, and they maybe will pass it on to somebody else. And maybe, you know, it might become a disease because we need love in the world. We really don't need too many more negative things in the world. We just need a lot of love.
Did you ever think it's part of what we are in our profession? I talk to everybody. I say hello to everybody. You know, if you're standing in line, you could talk to the person next to you. It doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt you to say hello. It doesn't hurt you to, like you said, oh, your shoes, I love it. I especially like when I see these women with these high heels. I can't wear it. I hurt my leg years ago and never been able to. But if they look great in it, and I always say, I wish I could do that. But people don't do that. And they look at you like they're afraid, and then they realize you're not doing anything to hurt them. And then they'll start talking. And the more you say hello, you're saying, you know, the same thing you're saying.
Yeah.
By just smiling and just saying hi, it doesn't hurt somebody else to
showing
do it.
Showing gratitude to other people is so contagious. Randy, we've got another person to bring in because we're going to...
looks like we've got somebody else in the phone zone. Let's go there. Hi, you're on the air with Natalie and Randy and everybody else, Sandra and Vera. Who's this?
Well, hello, Natalie and Randy and everybody else. This would be Peggy.
Hi, Peggy.
Oh, my gosh, Peggy, how are you? Peggy Webb, how are you? I'm saying Peggy Webb Rose, what last name is, years ago, right?
Yes, junior high.
Oh, my gosh, it's so great to hear your voice.
Oh, you too, darling.
Thank you so much for calling in. We've been talking about gratitude for Thanksgiving, and we talked a little about the history of Thanksgiving, and it actually started in 1621 but didn't become a holiday till 1863. And we've been going into gratitude on how it's so healthy for us. And tell us what you think about gratitude or what you're grateful for.
All I can say is, I'm just so grateful for everything that I have because I really want for nothing. And family, love, happiness, nature, putting a smile on somebody else's face, treating people like you want to be treated.
Amen.
Wow.
Yeah. And I'm also very grateful I live out in the country.
Yes.
Oh, is that snowing?
I heard it is snowing. It is snowing, and I'm watching my ducks right now through my window.
Nice.
Oh, how beautiful.
How beautiful.
All right, Natalie, it's good talking to all of you. And Natalie, I'll talk to you later. Have a good day, everybody. And Vera, it was great talking to you.
It was nice talking to you, too. Happy holiday.
Yes,
thank you.
Happy
holidays
to everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving, Sandy.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, cool.
That is so cool. It's so, you know, Vera was just on talking about, Peggy, Vera was just talking about giving smiles and talking to other people and how it makes such a difference and makes other people feel great.
I totally agree. You know, I had to run to the grocery store today because I forgot two things on my Thanksgiving menu. You know, I went in the middle of the snow, and I thought, you know, the grocery store was going to be absolutely crowded, which it was. I parked next to this lady who was just getting done with her cart, and I offered to take her cart back to the store for her.
Wow.
And it became my cart. Everybody was happy in the store. And when I came out and I was done with my cart, there was another gentleman who came by and he said, "I will take your cart back for you." Well, thank you. Yeah.
Oh, wait.
That's like the play it forward, pay it forward, what do they call that? Yeah.
Yeah, pay it forward.
Yeah. That's
I have learned, I mean, even when someone might snap at you, whether it's, you know, a cashier, a server, anybody, somebody in traffic, you know, and if you just smile and let it roll off the back or say, "Hey, I really hope you have a better day," you know, they're not necessarily taking it out on, well, they are taking it out on you, but it's not necessarily your fault. Something else might be going on with them, and you just show some kindness to them. It may make them stand back and take a little pause and say, maybe I shouldn't have done that.
Exactly. No, you never know what someone's going through. And Randy, I see we have someone else chiming in. This is so much fun with everybody talking it together. And feel free to, like Violetta, to say what you want. And I think, Randy, we've got another.
Yeah, looks like somebody else.
Florida. Oh, Florida.
Hi, who's on the line?
This is Bobby.
Hey, Bobby.
Hey, Bobby.
Hi, how are you?
Wonderful, wonderful. Thanks for calling in. Because we're all kind of opening up the lines and everybody's talking in together and sharing what they're grateful for. And
well, I've been listening to you on the internet ever since you started the show today.
Oh, okay, so you've already heard everything.
Awesome.
Okay, good.
Awesome.
Tell us what you're grateful for, Bobby.
Well, I'm grateful for friends like you, for family, and for everything I have. And I was really thankful today. I was out shopping. I heard someone say they went out shopping today for something that they had forgotten, and I found a family that was standing on the side of the road. He had a sign that said that he was homeless, had just lost his job, and please help. And it made me think about how grateful I was to have plenty of food on the table and have, now I'm retired, of course, but I have everything I need. So I pulled over and I gave what I could give and, you know, thankful for that I was in a position to help. And,
that's wonderful.
You know, I'm just thankful that I wasn't in that position. So, you know, there's so many people out there that need help. And I'm just grateful that I have everything that I need and want. And
wonderful, and you appreciate
that I have,
it, you know what I mean?
Family and friends, and the people just thanked me, and they couldn't stop thanking me, you know. And several people, I have to admit, stopped and helped them, and it was nice to see that people out there are willing to give, you know.
Yeah,
it does my heart good, and it made me feel good, you know.
Yeah, I did. Contagious. It's so contagious, and it's so healthy.
Yeah, it made me feel good.
There's so many people who are that way. In the city, you don't always see them. You don't always come in contact with them. But just let something happen, and all of a sudden, the love just pours out. And that's a beautiful way to be.
Well, I tell you, you hate to see people like that, because, you know, especially when you feel like you have so much to give, you know. And I'm not rich by any means, at least not monetarily. I feel like I'm rich, you know, with love and friends and family.
Amen.
And, you know, I feel like if I can give, I'll give half of everything I can. And if it means I have to cut back in some ways, I'll do that. But
I love it. We were mentioning earlier about the research that's been done that shows, you know, they did it, two psychologists did a 10-week study, and that the actual people that were, you know, were showing they were grateful exhibited huge increases in their happiness scores. They were optimistic. There's also other studies that show people are getting healthier when they're, you know, have gratitude and show gratitude each day. And we give, and just like Vera was saying, giving it smiles, compliments, helping. And Peggy was saying, you know, to, you know, help them and give back, give them the cart, help them with what they need. People, you know, these are strangers, and strangers need love. And you just, Bobby, what you just did was wonderful. And it's showing that this is actually helping us to be healthier. It's amazing. The
Well, not only that, it kind of takes your mind off your own little problems. You know, you can always find somebody out there with problems bigger than yours, or aches and pains worse than your own, you know?
Randy, I think we have another two. Oh,
my dad.
John, in. Good.
And he always taught us it is in giving that you get. And I have always felt that way. When you give to someone else, the Almighty gives back to you. And it doesn't have to come in the same form. But
that's true.
It's back to you. So,
yeah, tenfold.
I feel that we were on earth to help others, not just ourselves, to help others. So
that's it.
I think we just need to concentrate on it more.
Wow, we have another caller coming in, Randy, too.
Yeah, let's
Well, I'm going to say goodbye, and it was nice talking to all of you.
Oh,
and
Bobby,
I'm
going to
say
so much. Happy
and I'm going to continue listening.
Happy Thanksgiving so much. Bobby,
thank
Bobby's
you,
in
and
Florida.
Happy Thanksgiving
Peggy's,
to all
Peggy,
of
you're
you.
You're in Virginia, right? And Vera's in Maryland. Thank you.
Right, and Vera's leaving. And happy Thanksgiving to everybody. It was delightful talking to all of you.
And Vera,
oh, so
I know you through Natalie.
Oh, really?
Yes, I
Man,
do.
I tell you. I bet she's worn your ear off for about 30 years, huh? Oh, excuse
no,
me, I'm sorry.
No, she's told me only good things.
Vera's the best person. Vera's amazing. What Vera's telling you, Vera does with everybody, and I've known Vera for 30 years, and she's amazing.
She's a good person. She really is.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Thank
Bye.
You.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, somebody else in the phone zone there. Hi, you're on with Natalie
Hello?
And Randy. Everybody else, hello.
Hello, hi. Happy Thanksgiving.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Natalie. This
What's
is Faith.
Name?
Faith and Faith.
My name is Faith.
And Faith's calling.
I'm calling
in. Where
from the Philippines.
Listen.
Wow.
Yes, and just greeting everybody. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you so much, Faith. And you know what? We've been talking for a while about gratitude with Thanksgiving. And tell us what you're grateful for.
Oh, well, you know, time would not be enough. But one thing I'm so grateful for today specifically is that we had, like, lots of rain early in the afternoon. And then it was, like, pouring out rain for, like, 5 hours. And then I didn't know until, like, later that there were typhoon. Actually, one came in already. It's in the middle of the Philippines now, where, you know, the last time that was hit with a typhoon, yeah, it's there again. And so, like,
in
you know, like for me,
in
I'm
Tacloban?
Just...
Yes,
it's that area.
That
area.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
In the middle of the Philippines. Yeah, so I just found out they have a signal number 1 right now, and I think turning to 2, it's getting, it's getting stronger, and there's another one following. So we're just like, you know, like I'm just so thankful that we have friends in that area. We have people, well, there are people that we know of there, and we're just praying that, you know, that no major destructions, no more death would happen, because it's, you know, it's not just because it's Thanksgiving. Well, Thanksgiving basically is, it's more of like a tradition in the U.S., right? But for us, the Thanksgiving day that we celebrated is actually during Christmas Day. It's like, you know, all-in-one celebration. So, and I'm just so happy that, because my city I'm in, we have, you know, we don't really have a typhoon here. Like, we are the typhoon-less city in the Philippines. I'm on the southeast part. So I'm just so thankful for that, that, you know, that God puts you in a place of where his protection guidance is there. So I'm just so thankful with that.
You're amazing. You know, the Tacloban last year was horrible. It was just so bad. And I think a lot of people didn't think it was going to be bad. And Felton, who worked with us for 6 years, was there. And for 4 days, we didn't know if he was alive or not because we lost connection. And it was just so horrible. Mm-hmm. And it's just your...
And it's really horrible. Like I went to Cebu, remember? I went to Cebu and Bohol last month, and I saw like you know, the terminals and the ports. It was like it destroys everything. Like everybody are like staying in a tent, you know, like it was really bad. I didn't realize until you were there. And I mean that's really horrible. But you know, God is a good God, and he restores things, and step by step, you know, slowly by slowly, people are putting things together, you know, and families. The good thing about it, even in America, I believe that when you celebrate Thanksgiving, it's you know, it's the family, you know, the celebration of family.
You know,
and I think Yes.
No, I didn't mean to stop. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I think that's the essence of you know, it's of Thanksgiving. It's about acknowledging one another, you know, and that gives more, like, that gives more deeper meaning about it.
Absolutely. You can stay on, Randy. We have another caller in too. Everybody's coming, calling in, and we're staying in together.
Yeah. I think this is from our neck of the woods here. It looks like Chico. And I think I recognize this number. Is this Molly?
Hey, Randy. How's it going?
Hey, buddy. How are you?
Hey, it's really good. Well, good. I'm enjoying all these stories on gratefulness. It's amazing.
Yeah,
wow.
It's been awesome. I'm grateful that we've reconnected with you and that we got to go see Fleetwood Mac last Monday night.
I know. I was just going to add that I am so grateful. You and Monica and I have been friends for so many years, and I just love how our lives have just brought, just, we're just back together again. I love it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hi,
well,
Molly,
I know you've got a...
Hey, girlfriend.
Molly's got a story. By the way, ladies, Molly has a wine of lines called Hot Flash Wines. And hotflashwines.com, right?
I need the hot... I'm having hot flashes now, Molly. I need hot flash wine.
Hey,
happen?
I'll be right over.
But,
wow.
Molly,
go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you've got a lot of things, you know, to be thankful for. And why don't you just share a couple of things that are going on in your life that are, I'd love you to share some of the things that you've been sharing with us.
Well, gosh, the biggie, as you know, Randy, is my son having that horrific motorcycle accident in July. It was getting that call that my son was involved in a motorcycle accident at a speedway just here in Chico, and that running to the hospital not knowing what was going to be before us. And but, you know, really to make a long story short, it was always the blessing of having so many people, I mean thousands and thousands of people praying for my son at the very beginning, not knowing what the outcome was going to be, and the doctors were saying, you know, worst-case scenario. They had to put him into a sleep-induced coma because he did suffer a traumatic brain injury and a decompressed skull fracture, so weren't really sure what to expect. And each day, you really saw the Lord's hand in his healing. And just recently, this last Monday, he got a clearance from his last doctor, and he is fully recovered in
just
a few short 4 months.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank God. That's
awesome.
Wow.
So, you know, just a lot of really good things to be thankful for. You know, Randy has been on a lot of the journeys with me. Thankful for friends and family and the support of our community, really, because, you know, Hunter has 60,000 or more Facebook followers, and I just was very, and our community came together and rallied for our family with fundraisers and prayer and all kinds of events. And so these last 4 months have been really crazy, but very, very thankful for everything that's happened.
Wow. Thank God for, you know,
mm-hmm.
we
yeah.
have, thank you for coming on. Everything, I'm chiming in on what they're thankful for. And, you know, it's a repetitive thing that it's really about us being healthy and loving people and people loving us and being good and not about the material stuff. You know, it seems like everybody's been on the call talking about the gratitude, you know, and how, and yeah, when we have all that, we have everything. I just heard of some people that are friends with some friends of mine. They're in Tennessee. They had $1 million home that's burned down to the ground, and they didn't have insurance on it. So they've lost everything, but they didn't lose themselves. They made it out of the fire.
Wow.
And another friend of mine's son, I just heard yesterday, in Maryland, he and his girlfriend, they were renting a house. They were splitting a house with somebody, and that caught on fire, and everything burned to the ground, and they made it out alive. And it really does show that that's the most important, isn't it, being healthy and having ourselves and having each other. And
mm-hmm. sure.
amazing. So, gosh, thank Molly. That's wonderful. It's got to be. It's going to be great holidays for you and your family this year with what you've just went through. Anybody want to, Randy? Got quiet here. I'm waiting for Mr. Randy here.
Randy to chime in. I'll carry. I'll tell you what. I'm thankful, and this is something that happened recently that was pretty traumatic. And I don't know, Natalie, if I've even told you. I think I might have texted you, but I was in the middle of a shootout here recently, came close to. I mean, I had tire bullets in my tire, and so the police confiscated the tire. That's how close much in the middle of the shootout I was in. But yeah, I was sitting at a stoplight, getting ready to cross, and all of a sudden I hear 12 rounds just fire off, bam, 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 bam. And I thought after about the first two, I thought, you know, I thought, well, maybe it's like backfire. And then after, you know, four or five, I'm like, okay, somebody's shooting. And I started to duck, but then the car behind me rammed me and then backed up and rammed me again. And I didn't really know what was going on. I didn't put two and two together, but what was happening was somebody was shooting at this car behind me, and it was a bunch of gang members, and they were ramming me to try and get me to move so they could cut out and drive around me and get away. And I had no idea they were gang members, and I started chasing them because I wanted to get their license
plate. Oh, no, Randy, you did not. You were chasing them. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I was chasing them because I wanted to get their license plate number, and I chased them around the mall, around that Pillsbury Road, you know, down around behind the mall in Chico. And after about a quarter of a mile, I got their license plate number, and then they slowed down, and then they flashed their guns at me. And I went, okay. And I pulled off into the parking lot, drove back to the original crime scene, and right about then my tire went flat, and there's a policeman there, and he said, hey, your tire's flat. And I said, well, he goes, did you hit a curb? And I go, no. And he goes, I bet there's bullets in there. And I'm like, no. And they took the tire off,
my.
And they found bullets in there. Yeah, so it was, you know, when they found the bullets in my tire is when I started getting, like, it was almost post-traumatic stress syndrome. I started shaking like an hour later. I'm like, oh my gosh, I almost got shot. You know?
The reality
and,
of what really happened, you almost did. Oh my gosh.
So I was very thankful, you know. I mean somehow, and you know, a lot of my friends, of course, who are people of faith, you know, talking about angels, you know, protecting me, and
mm-hmm.
you know, I know sometimes the angels, for whatever reason, don't protect us, and that's really up to God. But this time
right.
around, you know, for some reason, God chose mm-hmm. to let the angels protect me because there were bullet holes in my tire, but. You know, it could just and now that I realize the car behind me had guns, you know, they could just as easily as, you know, shot me in the back of the head when they couldn't move my truck, and they didn't. So, you know, again, just very thankful, and that's another reason I think, like I said earlier in the show, I'm just very grateful. I mean, when I wake up, I'm like, I realize how fleeting life can be, and so.
Mm-hmm.
That's my gratitude story today.
I love it.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, and lastly, I also wanted to grab a chance to really, another thing, although we don't celebrate here, like basically as what you have there in America, you know, like turkeys and everything and great food. But for us, for me specifically, I just wanted, this is an opportunity for me to thank also God for allowing me, because last year I was also like what happened to Randy. I was also in a place of where, you know, you see both the best and the worst of both worlds, you know, and
yeah.
I was in this place of where they called it's a sanctuary of a mobster. So I see like, yeah, I see there was first time ever in my life I saw young, it's about like 5 years old kid died on the street just like that.
Oh no.
You know? Yeah, and
from
I was like
mobster?
So thankful.
Oh, gosh.
Mm.
Yeah, the mother just don't care, just leave it there. And then I think that kid, young boy, was very sick, so he just went to the street, and he was not. I don't know what he was feeling about, because when they found out, he's dead. So
oh,
it
no.
just happened like that, you know. So for me, it's just like so thankful that I was able to see that the worst part. Of the world where people's life are, you know, like nothing. And then there's the other side, which is like in America, where we see like life is so precious because it's not about the money, it's about the life itself. So
mm-hmm.
I'm just so thankful that we are able to share that with people, that be thankful every day, you know, love people, love God, and that's all that matter is, because that's the purpose of life that we have, you know. And I don't know if you know, but one of the great writer that I love his book, Miles Monroe, who died just recently, he says that the greatest tragedy in life is not about, like, you know, it's not about death, but it is about living without a purpose. So that's
true.
What, yeah, that's
a good
we
point.
Are. That's why you are there, you know, Zach. I mean, Randy and Ali are there is because you have a purpose. And I think that's it. So I'm so thankful. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Wow, well said.
Yeah.
Well put, Faye. Thank
yeah.
you so much.
That's a great way to wrap up the show. We've got like 2 minutes left. So, again, thank you to everybody. And I see a bunch of people are still on the line. Is there anybody else that has anything else they wanted to add before we close out the show?
Just have a great Thanksgiving with friends and family.
Yeah.
Thank you. You too. Absolutely wonderful.
You betcha. Thanks, Molly. Thanks for checking in.
You betcha.
You betcha. Yeah, you betcha.
Yeah, yeah.
So, Natalie, are you going to be with your tomorrow? Are you going to be with
Yeah, I'm going to be with Kenny. I'm going to be with my son. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Cool.
So I'm really excited.
Very cool. Very cool.
Pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah, we've got the Run for Food tomorrow here in Chico. There's a soup kitchen called the Jesus Center that feeds the homeless, you know, every day, and also a shelter for women. And basically on Thanksgiving morning, they do a big Run for Food in Bidwell Park, and there'll be about 7,000 people out there tomorrow. Molly's involved with that as well, so she'll be out there volunteering.
I can't wait. Randy and Monica are going to be emceeing this amazing event. It's
going
to be a blast.
Wow.
I do it every year. Going to be a lot of fun. Can't wait.
Be a lot of
Fantastic.
Fun. Looking forward to it. Well, thanks, everybody. Thanks again for tuning in. And, Natalie, again, it's a great show, great idea on Thanksgiving
Thank
Eve
you very
to talk
much.
About gratitude.
It was so awesome. Oh, thank you. It's wonderful. And I hope everybody, we just do it more and more every day. And this has been wonderful. And to everybody out there, happy, happy Thanksgiving. And I wish you peace.
We love you, Natalie.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us on Realty Universal Radio. Our hope is that you are enlightened, encouraged, and mobilized to be an agent of change. Realty Universal is on Facebook. Join us there. Follow us also on Twitter at Realty Universal. And for more information, you can go to RealtyUniversal.com. Make it a great day.